Okay, try it now.
Hi, you've reached the wallet inspectors. We can't get to the phone right now.
Let's change that.
Oh, come on!
Chief, what was wrong with that?
Well, we can't get to the phone makes it sound like we're dumb. Like, you know, we don't know how to get to it or something.
Well, what if we say we're busy?
Okay, yeah, that could work. Ready?
Sure. Hi, you've reached the wallet inspectors. We're too busy to answer your call right now,
cut.
Really?
Well, yeah, that makes it sound like we don't care about them.
Chief, when was the last time you were offended by an answering machine?
Look. Let's put a pin in it, let's do a wallet inspection and come back to it after, okay?
Okay.
Who have we got this week?
Oh, we got Abby Howard.
Who's that?
Abby is an American webcomic artist, and she's the creator of Junior Scientist Power Hour and The Last Halloween.
Sounds great. Let's get her on the line.
No worries.
The following stories are true. None of the names have been changed. These are the files of the Wallet Inspectors.
Hi, Abby. Thank you for taking our call. I am Chief Inspector Michael Vilkins, and I'm here with Deputy Inspector Luke Gold and Senior Constable Alex Jones. This is just a routine wallet inspection. You are not under any current investigations at this point in time, so there's nothing to be scared about.
Excellent. Thank you, officers.
All right, well...
Inspectors.
Well, first I'm going to hand you over to Deputy Inspector Luke Gold, who's going to ask you a couple of questions about the physical appearance of your wallet and or bag.
Yeah, so are we working with a wallet, is that right?
What I have here is a bag, a leather bag.
A bag. Interesting.
Yeah. A reasonably sized bag with two front pockets and one large pocket.
How big would you say? The size of a basketball?
I'd say it could hold a basketball, yes. Or perhaps a gallon of some liquid.
Okay.
That is larger than we're used to working with.
I don't know if you guys have gallons there, anyway.
I guess we have gallons everywhere, but we prefer to use litres.
Yeah, we use litres.
I'm not sure what the conversion is, though.
A litre is about 200 gallons, I'm pretty sure.
That's a big bag.
Look, you gotta come prepared.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, so what you said it was leather, but what colour was the bag?
Black.
Ooh, black.
The colour of darkness. And my heart.
Oh. and how old would you say? When did you purchase the bag?
The bag is 4 years old.
All right.
Thanks, Luke. I'm going to put you straight on to our senior constable, Alex Jones, who's going to ask you a couple of questions about the contents of your bag.
All right, Abby. G'day. Firstly, how are you?
Reasonable.
All right.
Stressed.
You feeling comfortable? Are you stressed? Are you?
In my bag.
Do you feel like you have something to hide? Is that why you're stressed?
Never. I would never have anything strange or unusual in this bag.
Okay, well, I'm just going to give you this opportunity now before I get into any of my questions. Is there anything you want to confess, firstly, when it comes to your bag, as you put it?
It's not vegan. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's not vegan. I'll note that down. Anything else?
No.
Okay, good.
The
there was a hesitation. There was a bit of a hesitation there, which I'm finding you quite suspicious. So I'm going to need to ask you a few more questions here. Okay, so what was the first thing you see when you open your bag?
Several crumpled up $1 bills.
Okay, $1 bills and crumpled. Is there any sort of particular reason why $1 bills and crumpled?
Because they're very bad to have, so they usually get shoved down to the bottom where they get crumpled. But then whenever I'm fishing around in there, they get sorted back up to the top where I look down at them and remember how useless they are and then shove them back down to the bottom again. And thus it continues.
Okay, I'll mark down here, too good for dollar bills. what would you say is the oldest thing in your bag?
A receipt, I think.
Oh, okay.
From probably a year ago.
Well, if you don't mind us asking, what was the receipt for?
Groceries. Not very exciting.
No, that's fine. That's fine. What's your go-to meal?
Probably this extremely healthy spaghetti with, like, these noodles that have no calories in them.
Oh, noodles with no calories?
Yes. Great. It's almost like you're eating real noodles. But without the guilt. They're shirataki noodles?
Ooh.
Some kind of root noodles, I think. I don't know what they're made out of. They look kind of like plastic.
Okay. All right. I'll mark that down. And lastly, what would be the most recent thing in that you can identify in your bag?
Well, that would be this mole preserved in ethanol that I purchased recently, a few months ago.
I'm sure that made a lot of sense on your end, but I just have to ask, do you mean the animal or the bodily feature?
The creature that lives in the ground. This did not come from a human skin, I think.
Okay.
Well, then, never mind.
I'm still a little confused with the mole. Is it like a, what do they call it, when the taxidermied, like, animal or something? What? You're talking about the animal mole?
Well, it's what you call a wet specimen. So it's in ethanol. It's actually in a very fancy little globe. It kind of looks like a snow globe, but instead of a little city and, like, snow and stuff, it is a dead mole.
Whoa, that is one of the best things we've had. Please keep telling us about this. We're breaking character for a second. This is great.
Where did you find this? How did it come into your possession?
On the internet, of course, where all things are found.
Of course.
But it was purchased from a person who just finds a bunch of bones and dead things and does fun art stuff with them. So this one was apparently a mole that was found in his neighbor's garden, killed by a cat. So it's almost kind of ethical anyway, but
this may have already been said, and I'm forgive me if you've already said it. What is the purpose of having this mole?
I like it.
Okay, great. That is nice. The best answer you could have given.
Yeah, I put it on my mantelpiece along with all of my other bones. It's my first wet specimen, but definitely not my last. I've got several skulls. I have coyote, beaver, bobcat, two deer, a goat that looks very cool. It looks like a Satan head. muskrat, fox, raccoon.
And are these all from your neighbor?
No.
Okay, good. These just checking. He was starting to be very suspicious.
We were thinking we were going to have to check out his wallet.
Oh wow! I think we might need a photo of that one for evidence at some stage. I feel that's definitely something I would like to see in with my own eyes.
Do you ever have to explain to people when they like come into your room, like, don't mind the skulls? Like, do you ever have to? Is there any awkward situations?
It's not even in my living room.
This is getting better. So do you have to explain to people? Like, surely that would be one of the first things they're like. So Abby. I've noticed the many rodent skulls you've got sitting in.
You'd be surprised. It takes them a little while. Sometimes they miss the whole area and are just like, whoa, wait a minute, I didn't see any skulls when I was in there. And I was like, oh, okay, not very observant, I guess. My sister was over recently and brought it in and was just like, what is this?
Is it a way that you measure new guests' politeness levels? You know, like, how soon do they ask about the skulls?
Yes, if ever.
It's perfect. It's a great way to sort of
gauge where people are.
And how much you want to get to know them.
If they bring it up immediately, that's how you know it's great, because then I get to talk about it. Like on this podcast here, where I get to talk about my favorite thing. I have this in my bag, not because I just carry it around with me everywhere, because I don't want it to get all smushed up in there, but I was teaching a course for a little bit for like an after school class with children, and I brought it in to distract them so that they would like not go nuts. I was just like, here, whoa, don't go nuts, look at this gross thing instead. They loved it.
Look, I guess as far as the mole's concerned, that is a fascinating find, but obviously you have a career as a comic book artist. Do you have anything from your career that is in your bag?
I have a little bag of pens and pencils that I carry with me. And earlier today, I did have my sketchbook in there, but I took it out because I had to use it. So,
how often do you find yourself sketching? Is it a daily occurrence? Or
yeah, I got to sketch every day because I have my work to do, because I work a lot.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I don't tend to sketch on the go very often, though sometimes I do take my sketchbook over to the zoo that's very close to my house and draw the animals.
What's the thing you're working on at the moment? What's the piece you're working on at the moment, if you can say?
Yes. Well, I'm working on the last Halloween book 2, which is on the internet, and that one's fun. I just started selling book 1 online, the actual collected edition, so that's fun.
Nice.
And I have a book coming out this summer about dinosaurs.
Excellent. Where can people find them and purchase them?
Mostly through Topotico.com, which is a website where they sell a lot of other people's stuff like The Adventure Zone and Casey Green. Lots of webcomic artists do their merch through there. But you can also go to my website, jspowerhour.com or last-halloween.com, and I have links to my store there.
Nice.
We do love a good shameless plug
for the
here.
Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're
yeah.
Right. You're right. We're getting better at setting them up. Have you noticed?
Ooh, yeah. It's very smooth. No one will notice.
We're so smooth that we talk about it.
Abby, another question about your drawing, because you are, amongst other things, a web cartoonist. What comes first for you? Is it normally the idea or the sketch?
It depends. For some of my, like, creature designs and stuff, it's usually the sketch that comes first, because I'm just, like, sketching some weird shape, and I'm like, yeah, that would work as a monster. But for actual story stuff, it's always the idea that comes first before I draw pictures.
Nice.
But it usually does kind of, you know, feed in sometimes. Like, a character design will happen before I know that the character is going to be in the work, so.
Awesome. So what's, when you look at your career, what would you say is your shining moment? Or what's your favorite character you've created or idea?
Oh, I really like The Last Halloween. I'm a big fan of it as a whole.
Excellent.
Yeah, I thought you might be. Yeah.
I like a few of the monster designs particularly, and I really like my character, Dr. Fugue. Who is like this invisible mad scientist ghost person.
Seems
and
like
overconfident it. To a fault. Character flaws enforcement.
It seems like he would be an economical character to draw.
Yeah, indeed. I draw a person and then I erase all of it.
How good.
Well, look, Ms. Howard, I think that just about wraps us up and looks after our questions. We'll send these responses back to the labs and we'll see what pings back.
All right. Thank you, officers.
No worries. Thank you.
Thanks for your time.
Inspectors.
I hope everything's all right with my bag. I hope
everything looks fine.
I'm worried about
it. Everything looks fine here, Abby. We'll get back to you as soon as possible.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
No worries.
Bye-bye. Fantastic work, guys. All right. Look, let's get this voicemail down and done with. This time I was thinking we could maybe
I was just thinking, could you write down what you want me to say and I'll read that?
Nah, you'll remember it. Just keep it simple, like, hi, thanks for calling the Wallet Inspectors. Please leave your details and we'll get back to you shortly.
That's the one.
Yeah, I can do that. All right.
All right, okay, when you're ready.
Okay. Hi.
Nah, cut.
Oh,
cut.
My God!
Sorry. Just, we shouldn't start with hi. They're the ones calling us. That's all I'm...
Look, just give it here. Give it here. You've reached the Wallet Inspectors. Leave a message.
That wasn't too bad.
Oh, thank God.
You. Let's get another couple of takes just to be safe. If you enjoyed this episode of The Wallet Inspectors and haven't done it yet, please go and give us a review on iTunes or Facebook. This episode was written and edited by Michael Vilkins, who, along with Alex Jones and Luke Gold, created and starred it with special guest Abby Howard. And listen, just one more thing. My uncle had a wallet business once, but it folded the